of people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made
up. Oh, it's Friday night, and little boxes. That means it's time to play What's in the Box, 312-981-7200. We are looking for a challenger for Steve, who is calling from the 847. Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Hey, Patty, how are you?
I'm very well. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
I have. I actually played last year one time.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, how did you do?
I believe I actually won.
Excellent. And enough time has passed for him to play again. Those of you keeping track and keeping score. Yes,
and
Rob
we
Martin,
are.
And we are, as we do. 312.
Enough time has passed. He doesn't remember.
312-981-7200 to play What's in the Box. We have Lou Malnai's gift cards. We have Apt Electronics gift card. We have Go Ape zip lining. And we have a pair of tickets to what, Elliot?
To the Fathom premiere, return of Thelma and Louise.
I'm so excited about
returning
this.
To movie theaters after 25 years. It's the 25th anniversary of Thelma and Louise.
Was that Rob?
Yeah, it's Rob.
I'm sorry, what? Did you say Thelma and Louise?
Yes,
I'm
really sorry.
It's the female Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, you know.
Well, okay. That's another, we can talk about that later, and that's fine. But yeah, it's an amazing script. I've read the script, so having seen it, it's a hard movie to watch because there's a scene that's a little bit rough. Hey, there we have a challenger, Steve. Are you ready to meet Beverly? Is going to take on Steve. Hi, Beverly. How are you doing?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Excellent. Have you heard us play What's in the Box?
Yes, quite a while ago.
Oh, I'm so glad you've called to play. Then we have some wonderful prizes, and reading for you tonight will be Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, newsman Rob Martier, newsman Roger Badish, and Poor Souls entrepreneur and CEO. Are you the CEO, Tim? Would you say?
It's only me, so I'm whatever you want.
Yeah, the mastermind, the genius, the creator of Poor Souls.
The dude.
Those of our listeners who have never heard us play What's in the Box, maybe you're driving across the country and you've stumbled across our show, thank you for joining us. Every week, we read reviews from online shopping services, and our listeners, our contestants, have to guess if that review is for an appliance or an adult toy, because those reviews often sound a little similar, and that's why this game amuses us. So, here we go. Reading first for Steve is Roger Badish.
All right, Steve. Again, the rules of the game are real easy. Is it an adult toy? Just say toy. Or an appliance. Here we go. The gentlemen knew what they were doing and took great care putting it in.
What was that last part again?
I'm sorry. Let me say that again here.
Yes.
The gentlemen knew what they were doing and took great care putting it in.
Putting it in, okay.
What do you think, Steve?
I would hope it's a toy, but I'm going to say appliance.
I would hope it's a toy. I like that he hopes it's a group effort somehow. Yes.
Very good. It's an appliance.
Oh. We have.
Wait,
our first
are you first. Disappointed? I mean, I don't know.
She might have been.
Well, okay. Being a toy, you would hope they'd use care.
Yeah.
You don't want to just like...
You want care for everything. Yeah. Everything should be cared for. Elliot, please read for Beverly.
All right, Beverly. This one's pretty straightforward. It's very noisy. I've only used it once, but I'm getting rid of it.
What do you think, Beverly?
I think, could you say it again, please?
Yes, absolutely.
It's very noisy. I've only used it once, but I'm getting rid of it.
I think a toy.
It's an appliance, apparently.
Oh.
Sorry, that's an appliance.
Oh.
Good try, though.
Very good try. All right, here we go. Rob Martier, please read for Steve,
All
who
right,
is ahead
Steve.
By one.
Here we go, buddy. I'd been looking All for right. a machine like this. I'd been looking for a machine like this for quite a while, and there's nothing to complain about.
Let's go toy.
Sorry, it's an appliance. It's an appliance.
There you go. That's all right. You get plenty of time. So many more reviews to read slowly and carefully. Tim, please read for Beverly.
Wow. Was that a toy or an appliance? All right, Beverly.
Hi.
Works great, but still trying to figure out the best position to use this to get the results that I'm looking for.
Oh.
A toy.
Yes.
And a girl.
Congratulations.
We have a synergy. I'd like to only, has this ever been requested to just read, like, can I just tie myself to her? Like, I just want to read.
You're only reading for Beverly. For,
it's nothing against Steve.
No, that's fine.
There's just like a thing with me and Beverly.
Only
and
if I our think... contestants agree. Steve, do you agree that it's okay that Tim only reads for Beverly?
I will definitely allow that. That's,
I appreciate that, sir.
Fine.
Thank you.
I don't want to get in the way of your chemistry.
Steve, you're a Hold gentleman on. And a scholar.
But we have to ask Beverly. Maybe she wants to hear someone else read for her. Beverly, would you like Steve to read Tim to only read for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Oh.
I'm used to that response. Cheering. It's okay.
Is this a what's in a box first? We need to mark this date down.
Yes, we do. Definitely. It is August 20th, technically.
Correct.
So, yes, this is the date in which one of our readers has requested a contestant specifically. And someday, perhaps, a contestant will request a reader. But for now, we will live here. Mm. In a moment. Roger, let's...
Wait a minute. I'm just confused on this.
Wow.
Okay. Contestant read. Okay, I think I got it. All right.
You got it? Yeah. You will read for everyone and anyone because that's how you roll.
Why, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Please read for Steve, Roger.
All right, Steve.
Mm-hmm. It's tight.
All right, Roger.
I can confidently tell you without hesitation that this is the only, that's the way it was written, one on the market worth getting for those in a morning rush.
Wow. I need one of those.
Wow. It's got to be a Keurig.
Oh, boy.
It's a bagel cutter.
It was like this triangular thing. At the, yeah.
I could just hear the, hold the train.
I'm sorry, Steve. We've gone way off the page here. Oh, boy. What do you think?
Can you read it one more time?
No, yes. I certainly yes. can.
No, he's got it. He can read it, please.
I'm just kidding, Roger. I'm going to say appliance.
You are correct.
There we
wow.
go.
Wow, great.
I know. There we go. All right. Well, even though Tim is only reading for Beverly, we still are going to go around the horn.
Sure.
Elliot, please read for Beverly.
All right, Beverly. Maybe you're not going to like me for this one because. Okay, I'm going to read this to you as written, but to me, the only way this review is going to make sense is if I read it as Yoda.
So he's not changing it as Yoda.
No, I'm not changing it. I don't have to change anything. Yes. I'm going to read it as written, but I'm doing it in the voice of Yoda. So don't. It's not like I'm going to shuffle it. This is the way it's written, okay?
You go with your gut, Beverly.
Yes.
You ready?
Okay.
Good deal have since a few years and still working.
Okay, I'm going to need that one more time. Slowly, please. I don't know why I cleared my throat. Okay.
Good deal have since a few years and still working.
That's a tough one, Beverly.
And that is legit the way it's written. Hmm. What I get from this is that it's a good deal.
It's still
and
working.
It's still working.
Yes. Both key elements.
And appliance.
That is correct.
What?
Go, Beverly.
Well done. This is a tied game. All right. Steve, Beverly, can you hold on the line? We're going to take a quick break and come back and continue our game of What's in the Box. Sound good?
Yes.
No problem.
Wonderful. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, hanging out with our good friends of the show, Elliot Serrano, who is the chief geek officer of the show. Go to geektome.net for everything he writes. Follow him on Twitter at Elliot Serrano. Two L's, two T's, two R's. Are they yeah, there's all that stuff. That all happens. We also have Rob Martier, our newsman, who is. We'll do a little weekend wind-up if we have time tonight. I don't want to keep you too long, but Tim is here. I think Tim's keeping us with so much to wind up with tonight, with these amazing old fashions and teaching us more about how to keep your bar stocked, how to entertain your friends, impress them even with poor souls. And we also have Roger Badish, who has delighted us so many times with his wonderful. You do a better job of pulling reviews now than I do. I have been lax in my duties, sir.
I haven't pulled any in a couple of months, actually. I've been going back over the old ones. They've been so good.
Well,
I'm like,
yeah, you may as well.
Yeah, right.
You may as well mine the material. I agree completely.
I pulled a few today.
Ella.
Was it before? Was it early?
Was it
just in time for that train?
Work.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have in line with us competing in What's in the Box, where we read reviews, and our contestants, Steve and Beverly, are tasked with telling us if it's for an appliance or an adult toy. I lost track. Who was last? I believe Rob.
Beverly was last, so Steve's
next. So Steve is reading. Rob Martier is reading for Steve. It's a tied game, 2-2.
All right, Steve.
And here we go.
There we go. First use was amazing, but the second time I attempted to use it, it shorted out completely. Pity.
Oh, that is a pity.
Pity.
What do you think, Steve?
Boy. I'm going to go appliance.
Steve, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I thought pity would give it away for you, but it's a toy, my friend. I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't it be a pity for an appliance to be shorting out?
Well, nobody says pity when their toaster craps out on them, now do they?
You might be right.
You say damn toaster.
Damn toaster. This pitiful thing. Tim, will you please read for Beverly?
Yes.
As requested by you.
As requested by
every
me.
Single time.
Mm-hmm. high quality. Mm-hmm. Excellent performance with many modes of operation. Battery life is really good. Of course, that depends on how long it is used at one time.
A toy.
Yes!
Hey girl, Beverly, way to go.
Beverly.
Well done.
Brings it. She's in the lead now, 3-2. Roger Badish, you are reading for Steve, who is trying to catch up.
All right, Steve. But the great news is, I can use the lower settings with people home.
Yeah. Roger going deep on his research.
I think I may have written that one.
I did not.
I said,
you know
I said I might have.
Oh, you may have. We may have collaborated.
All right, then. Steve, what do you think?
I'm going to go toy.
And that's a good choice, too.
And he ties
boy,
it up.
Steve, well done.
That. It's crucial. You have no idea. All right, Elliot, please read for Beverly. It's now a tied game.
All right, Beverly. This is a fabulous machine. I had the much smaller version before, but it does not compare to this behemoth. Nothing it can't do. Wow. And very well made.
Huh. Toy.
Appliance, sorry.
Oh, man. See, this goes to what Rob was saying. I don't know if you would say behemoth.
The behemoth.
In a situation like this. All right. Oh, I'm sorry, Bev. All right. I'm sorry, Steve. I don't mean to be sorry to Bev, but I'm sorry. Rob, please read for Steve.
All right, Steve.
Tied game 3.
Here we go, bud. Best thing ever. Have one. Bought another as a gift. Everyone loves this thing. Don't waste your time with all the fancy settings, which never work anyway. Huh. Kind of a mixed bag review.
It is.
Kind of a mixed bag review.
What do you think, Steve?
I'm going to go toy.
Attaboy. Well done. Toy. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, Tim's trying to figure that one out. Okay, so here's what happened. Never mind. Tim, please read for Beverly. She has now got to catch up. It's
Wait,
four
what's
to
the
three.
Count? It's 4-3?
Yes.
All right. Who are we playing? Like best of 13?
Five.
Best of five?
Five.
Yeah. First of five.
First of five.
I don't know.
What's the difference between best of five and first of five?
Anybody
five.
Feel that?
Five games? You want me to do five five different games? Okay, can we not?
All right, no. semantics
Tim
aren't
came,
my thing.
Tim came all contentious tonight. Yes, that's all right. Do you need another review?
Barbecue chips.
Okay.
I feel like, yeah, I do.
You need a new one? All right, then. Hold on 1 second. Please stand by, Beverly.
No, actually, no. No, I got right, one. Right, I got one. You. I've only done two. I don't know how it's possible.
All right, then.
But Bev and I are 2-2. All right, Bev. Hone in on this one. Some may say they love it or like it, but coming from a very picky and choosy person, I'd rather just not use it. It's a waste of money.
Oh, that's a sad one. One more time.
Some may say they love it or like it, but coming from a very picky and choosy person, I'd rather just not use this. It's a waste of money.
What do you think, Beverly?
He cleared his throat at the exact same time in both times he read the review. Is that in the review?
No. There's a lot of other things in this review.
She says appliance.
No.
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 No. See what happens? Stop eating those chips. I'm turning your microphone off because you're eating on the air. It's... Roger, please read for Steve. He is still ahead, 4-3. Because
four to
Tim
three.
Is yeah, because Tim is eating barbecue chips.
Oh, God. What?
I know.
And I don't have any up
worth
here.
I'm going to make it worth Beverly's while, I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go. They do seem like they could crack easy, but so far we've had no problems.
Interesting problem. Steve, what do you think?
I'm going to go appliance.
Very good. Can you read over my shoulder? Are you? Can you see in the can you see in the camera? What's going on here?
I don't
Goodness
know.
Gracious!
I don't know.
Can
but
you,
Steve,
can you see through the paper?
Yes,
no?
I can. Oddly enough, stop. I know. You shouldn't have written on both sides. That was weird of you. Steve has won tonight. We have so many prizes, though, Beverly. I promise you, we will make sure that you, Beverly, hold on the line, and Craig's going to hook you up. Steve, you as well. I'm going to. How many sets of tickets do we have for
two tickets?
Two tickets. You have two sets of tickets, or
to
no?
Paradise?
Just
to Paradise. All right.
Yes.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. Find out if Steve wants the zipline tickets, and if he does, award those to him. Find out if he wants them, and whatever. And then also, we have an Apple Electronics gift cards. Get me their information. We're going to send them stuff, and we'll figure it out with Sarah and with Elliot, and make sure that they get what they want, because we have a pair of Go Ape Treetop Adventure with suspended obstacles, Tarzan swings, and breathtaking zip lines at Bemis Woods in the Cook County Forest Preserve near Western Springs. You can book your outdoor experience and get details online at goape.com. One pair of tickets is valued at $126. I have to tell you, Elliot, we have to go do this zip lining. It's so much fun.
I'm all for it.
Let's go do that. And also, we have an Apt gift card. They've been pleasing people since 1936. So appropriate for this segment, by the way.